Joining us this morning is Bob Clark. He's a spokesperson for the Ishpeming Citizens for Bjorn Justice Committee. Good morning. Welcome. And thanks for making it in on a morning like this.
No problem. I'm very happy to be here.
I was about to say, that must have been a heck of a ride in here for you.
It was a little touchy, a little dicey now and then, but I just went slow.
Now, you've got an event coming up here tomorrow that you want folks in Ishpeming to know about.
That's correct.
And what do you got lined up for people?
Well, we're going to have a recall petition signing rally tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the former laundromat building in the or next to the Radio Shack in the Country Village in Ishpeming.
And this is part of an effort that your group is doing. Give us a little bit of background on what you're doing with the Ishpeming Citizens for Bjorn Justice Committee.
Sure. Well, last year, as most of your listeners will probably remember, the Ishpeming City Council failed to vote for the transfer of Police Chief Bjorn's retirement credits from Marquette County to the City of Ishpeming's Fireman and Policeman Pension System. And the result of that was so outraged many citizens in Ishpeming that we decided to form this committee. And the purpose of the committee is to get enough approved signatures on recall petition sheets to require a recall election to be held in May of this year.
Now, you're targeting a few members of the commission, and they are who?
Well, yes, the city council is comprised of five members. Three voted against this transfer. They are council members Elaine Racine, Claudia Demarest, and Michael Tall.
Obviously, you've been going out with this, and the group has been working on this for a little while, but as I understand it, when we were talking earlier, that there was maybe a little bit of problem of finding people when you were going door to door, they weren't home or whatnot, mm-hmm. and that's why you're mm-hmm. doing this event.
Right. We have many, in fact, about 27 petition circulators right now who are going out around the city, a lot of them going door to door, myself included, and because of the type of economy that we live in Ishpeming and here in this county, for a matter of fact, a lot of people work shifts. And in fact, they work weekends as well. So we wanted to hold this event so that in the effort or in the fact that we did not get to someone's house, they could come to this event and sign the petition if they so desired. We found that many people aren't home when we go door to door, because they're working, or perhaps because they're out socializing, whatever. And this event will allow them to come to this single location and sign the petitions.
Now, if someone is so inclined to do that, what is the requirement as far as the signature goes? I mean, do they have to have identification? What are the things that they need to have? They obviously have to be an Ishpeming resident.
Yes, that's correct. A resident, and they have to be a qualified registered voter in the city. There's no identification that has to be provided.
Okay.
We just ask the question, are you a registered voter? And if the answer is yes, then they can sign the sheet and their signature will count.
So again, the hours for this are when and then where is it?
Okay, the hours are Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we will be at the former laundromat building in the Country Village in Ishpeming, and that location is between Radio Shack and Blimpie's.
In the Country Village. A question is, if they can't make it to this and they haven't been able to, but they want to do this, is there a number to call or somewhere to find more information about your effort?
Absolutely. My sister, Becky Oles, is the sponsor for these recall petitions. She lives in Ishpeming, and her phone number is 485-5361. Persons who call that number will be contacted, and someone from our committee will either come to their house or we will make arrangements to get their signature.
Again, the rally is
Saturday from 11 to 5 at the former laundromat building next to Radio Shack in the Country Village, Ishpeming.
Bob Clark with us this morning, spokesperson for the Ishpeming Citizens for Bjorn Justice Committee. Thanks for making it in on this kind of dicey morning, but hopefully you get some folks involved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
See, you missed today by one day, so your event tomorrow, I think, is probably right on schedule for that here. But right, again, safe travels to you, and again, we appreciate the information this morning.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.